Hello, Through the Word, Luke chapter 8 on our journey today, a chapter about the hidden power of the mighty Word of God. It begins in verse 1 with Jesus doing exactly what he came to do. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. So Jesus is out proclaiming the gospel. This is not just a stop along the way. This is what Jesus came to do. It carries throughout his story, even more than the miracles. Jesus is proclaiming the kingdom of God. And then Jesus tells a parable about planting seeds to explain just how this preaching works. Let's listen in and try to picture the story in your mind. Verse 4. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." Now, a parable is a story with a lesson in it. Jesus told stories about things and people that we can relate to help us understand the spiritual. Everything is symbolic, so Jesus explains to his disciples in verse 11. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Pause there. The seed is God's word. Think about that. A seed is an amazing little thing. Not much to look at, but it has the unseen power to grow life. Now in the parable, this seed is the word. It's not your philosophical argument about God, and it's not your stunning ability to explain God. The seed is the word of God. Consider how unimpressive a single seed is. Small, dry, not colorful or rich in texture. Yet the power of life is in there. Just add good dirt and water and you get the most amazing results. That's the power of God's word. The dirt in this parable represents the hearts of those who hear the word. God's word is always powerful. But Jesus describes three ways in which that life-giving seed will fail to bear fruit. First, in verse 12, those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. For some, the heart has been trampled on so much that the surface is hardened, to the point that a seed can't get in at all. Satan picks it off easily. Then verse 13, those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. These hearts have a little soft dirt, so they respond well to God's word. A shoot pops up, but then the sun gets hot. Life gets rough. Jesus calls it testing, trials. Think about that. The testing is sunshine. Sun is good for healthy plants if they have good roots. And testing is good for the believer with good dirt. The hot sun forces the roots to go deeper. But for those hearts without much depth, the time of testing dries up what little growth they had. And then in verse 14, the seed that fell among thorns stand for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures. And they do not mature. With some believers, you see a little growth, but it never seems to get anywhere. They just don't mature spiritually. The problem isn't bad dirt below. Their heart may be fine. The problem is nasty thorns above. Weeds grow all around, and the heart is too busy growing the weeds to grow God's word. What are those thorns? Jesus says they are life's worries, riches, and pleasures. Interesting. They're not necessarily outright sins, but they prevent the believer from growing. The key word here is mature. Every Christian is called to grow and grow up. Spending too much time and thought on life's worries, riches, and pleasures will stunt your growth. And then at verse 15, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. Growing into a mature and strong Christian is pretty simple. No magic formulas or miracle grow. It starts with good seed. That's the word of God. Then good dirt. That's a noble and good heart. Planting the seed is hearing the word and holding on to it. If your heart is hard, soften it. When trials hit, soften deeper and dig your roots to deeper waters. Persevere. And up top, clear out the worries to make room to grow. Now, without going into the details of verses 16 to 21, I want to point out two key phrases that you might want to mark in your Bible. First, in verse 18, Jesus says, therefore, consider carefully how you listen. In other words, listen with care and attention so that you don't lose the seed planted. And then skipping down to verse 21, Jesus says this, my mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. Got that? Not just hearing God's word, but living it. Practice what he preaches. It's a sign that you are his family. Trust Jesus at his word and do it. Next up, the disciples are given an opportunity to do just that. In verse 22, one day Jesus said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side of the lake. So there it is. Jesus gave them a word. He told them to go to the other side of the lake. Don't miss the details here. Be careful how you listen. Hear God's word and put it into practice. And they do, or at least they start to. Back in verse 22, so they got into a boat and set out. So far, so good. But the testing comes in verse 23. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake, so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. Do you ever feel like Jesus is asleep in your life? Right when the big storm hits, Jesus is out cold. Keep in mind, some of these men are fishermen. These are no high seas wusses. They spent their lives on the water. Yet in verse 24, they wake Jesus convinced that they're going to drown. Have you ever faced a storm so big you felt utterly helpless, and you wonder if God even cares? Verse 24, he got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. Where is your faith? He asked his disciples. Now that is awesome, but don't miss the lesson here. It's not just the miracle. Jesus takes on a massive storm with a word. Remember, this whole chapter is about the power of God's word. But he doesn't turn to them and say, did you see how awesome that was? No, he asks, where is your faith? That's what this whole storm is about. Not about miracles, but faith. If you ask me, I don't think that calming the storm was Jesus' highest plan for the disciples. Too often, we just want to get out of the storm. But remember, Jesus gave them a word. We're going to the other side. Did they listen carefully? Some years ago, God used this very story to speak to my heart. I was going through quite the storm of my own, and I wanted out. And somewhere in this story, I felt as though the Lord was telling me, son, I won't always get you out, but I will get you through. It was a very long time before I saw any light at the end of that tunnel. But that one word stuck with me. Through. He'll get me through. Funny, it was around that same time that I was kicking around ideas for an app and audio guides for the Bible. And that word through came back again. Well, there are two more stories here, so read Luke 8. Let the seed of God's word plant and take root in good dirt. Consider carefully how you listen. Put his word into practice. And I'll meet you back here next time.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.